You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm back, Boomer. I'm back.
You're back.
I am not broadcasting from a secret undisclosed location, nor am I having meetings that precluded my ability to be on the air.
Now you're back.
I'm back. And I'm fired up to be back. Hey, and by the way, thank you so much. Kudos and congratulations and thank yous out to my good buddy Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune, who sat in for me yesterday here ensconced beside the super mic of the Right Side Studios. Anyway, appreciate you, Scott. If you're listening right now, thanks for being on. Thanks for carrying the day. And I'm hearing great reports. So anyway, but glad to be back. It's Thursday. We don't call this Thursday. That's Boomer's least favorite day.
That's right.
It's Friday Eve.
Yes.
It's Friday Eve around here. That's what we call it. All right, we got a great show laid on for you. So 3:30 today, my favorite time of every single week. In fact, you know what? I'm glad I didn't give this day away to Scott Buttram because I got to be here for Boomer and McQueen.
Woo!
3:30 today. Boomer and McQueen will be in studio. We'll be doing the thing. So, yeah, y'all stay tuned for that one. That's always a lot of fun. Boomer McQueen, 3:30. And then 4 o'clock, my buddy Jeff Poor from 1819 News has his own show also down yonder in Mobile. Some interesting things coming out of Montgomery. Going to have the executive editor for 1819 come tell me all about it. I'm just telling you, man, there's some weirdness going on down there. There's some weirdness going on everywhere, by the way. And I do see a text here from Frank from Huntsville. Frank, I do have opinions. Stay tuned. I'm going to talk about them. But yeah, all that plus a triple dipper. So hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. Number one, coming out the gate. There's so much new stuff in this category that it's becoming like a recurring category altogether. But yeah, the Green New Steel. The Green New, not the Green New Deal, it's the Green New Steel. It's amazing to me. And I've got some that's Alabama related. So you're going to want to hear this. In fact, the one I've got that's Alabama related, I don't think it's even in the press yet. You're going to want to hear that one. Number one, Triple Dipper, Green New Steel. Number two, you know, there's special interests. There always are. There always will be. There are those, they call them special interests. They're the ones who you know, lobby and get things done. Then there's the special interests. That's number two of the Triple Dipper. Let's talk about some of those who apparently have so much sway, they can get in there even with Republicans and make Republicans act like Democrats. Wow. So, yeah, number two on the Triple Dipper, we'll talk about it. Special interests. And then number three, the biggest lie is what I'm calling it. You know, the Democrats love that they came up with their phrase, the whole thing about the election in 2020 was the big lie. And that's what I'm going to tell you right now. There are things happening, though, right now related to the LGBTQ2IA plus whatever, you know, transgender agenda that, in my opinion, are the biggest lie ever perpetrated on society that we've ever seen. I would anticipate, too, that in about 10 years, you're going to see a flood of litigation. As an attorney, I can just tell you, I see recklessness and malfeasance and gross negligence at every turn right now. I think you're going to see a lot of things happen when the biggest lie becomes a matter of litigation in about 10 years. All the lives that have been destroyed and the opportunities that have been lost. And we'll talk about it. Number three on the Triple Dipper, biggest lie. All right, let me jump over here to my comments. So this morning when I was getting ready for the show, I was reminded of something that I had just totally forgot had happened. So I don't know if you're one of those who's ever had those notions that you needed to do something, but yet knowing full well that it really didn't make much sense to do it. But then again, who am I talking to? Y'all are the kind of folks I know, this audience, you step out on faith all the time. But this morning, though, I was reminded of a story I had totally forgotten about, a story that dates back just over 35 years to 1987. it's the craziest story of someone doing something they felt led to do that, you know, I've ever heard of. It's a story of a 19-year-old kid who wanted to see the end of the Cold War. So he flew a private plane over 500 miles and landed it in Red Square right in front of the Kremlin. You heard me right. So here's the deal. 1987, Reagan and Gorbachev, they were in a series of summits meant to negotiate the arms controls and other things to bring an end to the Cold War, really negotiating a new era that would be a move past the whole longstanding Cold War sentiments. Gorbachev, he was the most open leader of the Soviet Union in its history. His policies, referred to as glasnost and perestroika, well, they were designed to create a new Soviet Union that was supposed to be more open and transparent to some degree, more capable of international agreements. Unlike his predecessors, Gorbachev, he didn't bang his shoe on the podium and make claims to annihilate the West or try to put nuclear missiles in Cuba. But it was still the Soviet Union, and Gorbachev, he had hardliners in his own government and his military to contend with. And to be honest, Gorbachev was a communist too. Gorbachev was rooted to the idea, though, of doing agreements with the United States in these summits that would downgrade U.S.'s ability to have nuclear deterrence. And he wanted to downgrade our ability to have what was known as Star Wars, which is our efforts to put arms in space. Reagan, he wanted an expanded talk on human rights. He wanted to talk about the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan and more. Well, they never quite got there. But the whole world watched in 1986 could tell that the end of the Cold War was actually closer than it had ever been. Everybody, including a 19-year-old German kid named Matthias Rust. Matthias Rust was interested in politics. He had watched the news with his parents in Hamburg, Germany, as the Reykjavik summit ended in a stalemate. And at 19, though, he already had his pilot's license. And he said that he wondered if he could, in his words, create a, quote, imaginary bridge between West and East to show that a lot of people in Europe wanted to improve relations about our world. That's his quote.
Searching for the perfect gift this holiday season? Or maybe just a way to unwind from the hustle? The entire head shop is now online at headshop.com. Our holiday promos are here, with specials up to 60% off all month long. Find the perfect stocking stuffers, like delicious edibles, or relax with our premium, lab-tested THCA flower and refreshing cannabis-infused drinks. We deliver legally to your door anywhere in the U.S. And don't worry about nosy neighbors. Every order is fast, federally legal, and shipped in completely unmarked packaging for total privacy. Get your holiday shopping done stress-free. Go to headshop.com right now to find all our holiday deals. Use code JOY for 15% off your first order. That's headshop.com.
I mean, it sounds a little lofty for a skinny teenager with glasses to think he can change the world, right? But he did have access to a plane. So 36 years ago this month, Matthias Rust of Germany told his parents he was going to take the plane up for a tour of Northern Europe. Now, I don't know what world his parents lived in, but I think I would have asked some more questions. Hey, Mom and Dad, I'm going to take the plane, go on a little tour, Northern Europe. It'll be great, 19 years old. But Rust set out. He made stops in the Shetland Islands, the Faroe Islands, Iceland, and then he went on to Helsinki, Finland. At that point, he decided to go for it. And after several days in Finland, Rust took off and headed out at 170 degrees for Moscow. If you think this sounds crazy, you're right. And it gets better. So when Rust turned off his transponder in flight, the flight control in Finland thought he had crashed and a massive search began. Meanwhile, Matthias Rust, he crossed over the Iron Curtain into Soviet airspace. Now, at that time, it was believed the Soviets had the world's largest and most prolific air defense systems in the world. But he kept right on flying. At one point, he says a Soviet MiG fighter flew up in an intercept pattern, looked at him, and then flew away, apparently assuming that nothing bad can really happen if it's just a young pilot flying a single-engine Cessna and he waves at you in friendly fashion. Well, he flew on for over 500 miles, through Soviet territory, and said later he had actually assumed his chances of survival were no better than 50-50. And then suddenly he was in Moscow, literally coming in over Red Square, 30 feet off the ground. He flew in low, almost like Napa the Earth, 30 feet off the ground. The Red Square is to Russia what the White House, the National Mall, and the Capitol building are to the U.S. It's an absolute no-fly zone. I recall hearing even that at one point during the Soviet era, it was even against the law to run in Red Square. Well, as Matthias Rust flew over at eyeball level, the crowds were looking up in amazement. He circled low over a space that's so heavily guarded and controlled, but his only worry was how to land in an area that was just filling up with onlookers who were trying to figure out what this plane was doing. So he spotted the bridge next to the famous St. Basil's Cathedral, and he put his plane down at a perfect landing. A 19-year-old kid from Hamburg had just bypassed the military defenses of one of the world's great superpowers and came out of his plane and just started shaking hands and telling everybody who would listen that he was on a peace mission. Well, yes, he was arrested. And yes, he spent a lot of time being interrogated about his purpose and who were his co-conspirators. But the Soviets finally came to understand this skinny kid from Western Europe was not a hardened spy. He was not a big-time government defector. He just wanted to tell folks the West was not evil and that he wanted peace. So Matthias Rust was held in a Soviet prison for over a year. But in the interim, something else happened. You see, we're told that Gorbachev used this opportunity to fire a number of his hardliners who he said were responsible for allowing a private plane to fly past all their military security right into the seat of Soviet government. Some say that the actions Gorbachev took to rid himself of his naysayers would not have happened if Matthias Rust had not landed in Red Square. And 7 months later, Gorbachev traveled to America for what was known as the Washington Summit. And he signed the Nuclear Forces Treaty with Ronald Reagan in December of 1987. In 1988, Matthias Rust was released and assigned a good faith by the Soviets, and 3 years later, the Soviet Union collapsed and the Cold War era officially came to a close. Matthias Rust went on to become a financial planner. He was quoted in a BBC article in 2012 as saying that with regard to Gorbachev, this is his quote, he says, "I'm very convinced that I enabled him to push through his perestroika and glasnost much faster than he would have done without me." Well, maybe so. Now, I'm not going to sit here at the microphone and suggest to you that you need to fly a plane onto the north lawn of the White House. Not at all. In fact, I'm pretty sure that would not end well for you if you tried. But my point in telling you this story is that you just never know what effect your one little action may have on the bigger picture. You see, I'm sure there were dignitaries and diplomats and soldiers who all believed they played a pivotal role in defending and ending the Cold War. But history indicates that it may have also had something to do with one skinny kid from Germany who decided to step out and make himself known. Matthias Rust, May 1987, the kid who brought down the Soviet Union. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. How is that for a crazy story? I mean, I'd forgotten this totally. Maybe some of y'all remember it. But it's like, what just happened? This kid took the single-engine Cessna his family owns and flew it halfway across Europe and into Soviet airspace and didn't get shot down and landed in Red Square. What the heck? And yeah, some people lost their jobs. And yeah, those were the hardliners who were also making it very difficult for things to come about that ended the Soviet Union. Wow. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, the text lines are open, by the way. If you want to call in or text in, the number is the same, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. If you text in for the very first time, just text the word right side. You'll get an automated message back that sort of shows you you're in. It'll say something like, "Hey, you right side ruffian, welcome to the show," or something like that. I forget how it words it, but just text it in right side to that number, 833-687-4448. And then, by the way, tell us your first name, where you're from. We'll plug you in with the scads of people we have in there. By the way, speaking of scads, did you know? Did you notice? Did you see it?
What is this?
Yesterday, we hit 140,000 downloads.
Oh!
140,000 downloads of the podcast.
Yes.
Sweet. So that's just awesome. I'll tell you what, let me touch base on the text. By the way, I missed y'all.
Aw.
I did.
That was sweet.
I didn't bring you flowers or nothing, but I missed all y'all. And all you texters. Brand new in the texting system, by the way, is MJ from Athens. MJ, we're glad you're here. MJ is concerned that State Representative Ben Harrison introducing a bill to stop Alabama from participating in the Convention of States. I have not heard that. I would be surprised. Ben's usually pretty conservative on this stuff. What he may be doing, MJ, I'm speculating. I don't know at all. I don't. But if you're listening right now, what he may be doing is confining it to a certain thing. You know, there's real threat of danger out there. If the Convention of States ever wins and they open up the Constitution for a Convention of States type amendment, that you're going to see all the anti-gun activists flood in trying to amend the Second Amendment, amending the First Amendment. So they've got to get it down to something like a sole-focused balanced budget or a sole-focused whatever, and limit the scope so that you don't have runaway conventions. But I don't know. If Ben's doing something, I'm not aware of it. Frank from Huntsville. He says, I don't know what your topic is today, but I'm curious your thoughts on the Navy's recruiting move. Holy cow. I think we're going to talk about this later. Boomer, I'm going to go ahead and just lay it out there. When Boomer McQueen's on later, we're going to do this topic, but dang.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I saw a little bit of it, and I was just jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know what else to think.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, who briefed? Okay, first of all, for those who don't know, you and I are talking like
right. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows what we're talking about. So here's the deal. Somewhere along the line in most recent months, the Navy thought it would be a cool idea to help with their abysmal recruiting efforts to have a drag queen, a dude who's in the Navy, who identifies as non-binary and uses the pronouns they, them, to go ahead and do a online recruiting effort showing himself as being someone who's well accepted and able to do his drag at night where he identifies as a female called Harpy Daniels. Somebody
messed it up.
Yeah.
Like that. That's just, you know. And.
That's both. That's both. Wow.
There's a lot that go into that
one. We got a double out of that one. My gosh. You could even do Woke World on that one, too.
Oh, you totally could. Yeah, just all of it.
Just go ahead.
Adventures in Woke World.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. And what's the other one you have with your... Oh, and it could even be...
And Kakistocracy.
Go for it. Why not?
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but
it's just
mind.
All of it.
A
all
journey of it. Into a dreary society governed by its least suitable citizens. You are now entering the Kakistocracy Zone.
Kakistocracy, a government led by the least competent of its citizens. So I have no idea, Frank from Huntsville. Your text kicked this off, but I have no idea who thought that was good doings. I mean, what person sat around and briefed the admiral and said, "Sir, we recommend moving forward on a advertising campaign to boost our flailing recruiting numbers by having a drag queen tell us how cool it is to be non-binary in the Navy and use the pronouns they them." Score one for Kakistocracy. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Other texts I've gotten here. Boomer, John from Huntsville's got some ideas about bump music. He says you should add a song like "On the Road Again," "On the Road Again," for whenever I'm out of town.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. Or you may have something like "Free Ride" or something. I don't know. Phil got free. How'd he get loose? I don't know. Jeremy from Huntsville, love the monologue. Thanks, man. I appreciate you very much. JT from Lacey Springs. Seems like Matthias Rust parallels David and Goliath as well as any of this modern day, facing an adversity that no person could overcome. True that. All right, listen, y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.